Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
Everybody say it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on high. Amen. Amen. And amen. I don't know, and I don't care how things are going in my life. Whenever I hear that song, it just gives me a spiritual boost, amen, because it lets me know that I am victorious regardless of what the outcome or what the obstacle or what the situation or what the doctors, regardless of what's going on in my life, I know that I still have the victory because my Jesus, my Jesus is everything, amen. So I am just so grateful for that alone. So I am victorious. Thank you, Jesus. Because there's victory in the blood. Oh, somebody got to. Oh, y'all not hear me. Okay, amen. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, September 13th. I am your host, saved and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. It is a blessing to be in the house just one more time. God didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. And for that, we ought to give God some
God
praise. Amen. Amen. So while we're getting started, amen, Brother Tony, why don't you bless us with some praise and worship, sir?
God bless each and every one. On this day of the Lord, each and every day of the Lord, my spirit went one way, and God touched me in another way right now.
All right.
God bless Sister Relisa. God bless her soul, hallelujah.
Yes.
Not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? If it has not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be. Oh, you kept my enemies away. Oh, you let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, you rocked me in the cradle of his arms. When he knew I'd been battered and scorned, so if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? He never left me alone. He gave me peace and joy that I never known. Oh, he answered me when I knelt down to pray, and he gave me victory all the way. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where eyes. Tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? Oh, one more time. He kept my enemies away. Oh, he let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he rocked me in the cradle of his arms. Oh, when he knew I'd been battered and scorned. So tell me, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Oh, tell me where would I be? God bless my.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. If it
Amen.
Had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Ooh, that's powerful just to think about. Where would you be?
Amen.
If it had
yes.
not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about it, you know. So I have to say that someone asked me a little while ago, do I ever think about my life before God? And I tell them I think about it all the time because I have to remind myself of where I was to where I am now. And before you allow yourself sometimes to fall into certain traps, you have to remember, if it had not been for the Lord, where would you be? Thank you, Brother Tony, for blessing us with that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Amen. We should now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Lisa Green, followed by our invocation by Reverend Patricia Johnson, and our scripture by Minister Tremaine Townsend.
Let us unite in the historic confession of the Christian faith. In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our invocation, our help is in the name of the Lord, without whom our assembly is in vain. Come, O thou who has been our help in ages past, and bless us with thy presence. Flow in our hearts and between us one and all, that through you we will be linked one with another through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our scripture reading will be taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? Every day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. Every night I lift my voice, but I find no relief. Yet you are holy, enthroned of the praises of Israel. Our ancestors trusted in you, and you rescued them. They cried out to you and were saved. They trusted in you and were never disgraced. But I am a worm and not a man. I am scorned and despised by all. Everyone who sees me mocks me. They snare and shake their heads, saying, "Is this the one who relies on the Lord?" Then they let the Lord save him. If the Lord loves him so much, let the Lord rescue him. Yet you brought me safely from my mother's womb and led me to trust you at my mother's breast. I was thrust into your arms at my birth. You have been my God from the moment I was born. You do not stay far from me, for trouble is near, and no one else can help me. My enemies surround me like a herd of bulls. Fierce bulls of Bashan have hemmed me in. Like lions, they open their jaws against me, roaring and tearing into their prey. My life is poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax melting within me. My strength has dried up like sun-baked clay. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have laid me in the dust and left me for dead. My enemies surround me like a pack of dogs. An evil gang closes in on me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. My enemies stare at me and gloat. They divide my garments amongst themselves and throw dice for my clothing. O Lord, do not stay far away. You are my strength. Come quickly to my aid. Save me from the sword. Spare my precious life from these dogs. Snatch me from the lion's jaws and from the thorns of these wild oxen. I have read the book of Psalms, chapter 22, starting at verse 1 through 21. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearer, and most of all, the doer of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God has been so good unto us. I just for a few minutes, I would like to have a moment just to mention on the passing of Sister Relitha Moak, who is a mother of our church, amen. She was not only a mother of our church, amen, but she was one who loved the Lord and loved God's people, amen. And this one has truly hit our church hard, amen. Even though we know that that death is always around us, but amen, we're not expecting this, and we're all just shook about this. But we know that to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord, amen. And we know that Sister Relitha right now is with the Lord, amen, and she's resting in his loving arms. And we know that God is protecting, and there is no more pain, no more sorrow, no more issues,
amen.
No more nothing
amen.
Of this world,
amen.
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 Nothing of this world is affecting
amen.
Her right now, amen. What she had a
affecting
me now, amen. I said, whatever was going on within her is no longer affecting her, amen, because her soul is resting with the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see, she left us a legacy on what we are to follow.
Amen.
She showed us what God was doing
amen.
In her life.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, come on, somebody.
So amen.
What I'm saying is, we are to
God
remember
bless
and to and
God
remember,
bless her.
Yes, and remember the times. Remember the laughter. Remember the joy. Remember the times where she scolded you. Remember the times where she set you straight and laugh at those times, because you know it was all done out of love.
True.
And she left
remember
you a lasting.
And let you know
amen.
The history. Oh,
that. Amen.
Amen.
The history of our church. The history.
Yes.
Amen.
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 God bless her. God bless her soul.
Thank
amen.
You. Right now. Thank you for Relitha.
Mm.
She's a true soldier.
Her,
yes, she was.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes, she was.
Her funeral is scheduled for the the 19th of September. As soon as I get more information, I will let it be known. Amen. You can look up the Fuse Memorial Facebook page. Amen. And I will also be sending out the information. As soon as I get it, I'll make sure that everyone has it. Amen. But I urge you all to pray for the family. Amen. To pray. And
yes.
I said before, pray for each other because she's touched all of us. She
yes,
touched
she
all of us in some
yes,
way, shape, or form.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
She touched us.
Yes, she did.
On my yes. first week of being at the pastor of Fuse Memorial, I went by to see her, and she told me, anytime, son, that you want to come over here and rest your head, this house is open to you. Didn't
yes.
know me.
Yes, sir.
But she also,
yes,
she opened
sir.
Her doors to me. A true servant
yes,
of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
A true servant.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
True.
I praise God for the legacy.
We go a long way back.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And continue, please continue to govern yourselves according to all the mandates that have been placed upon us, amen, wearing your mask, amen. Please wear your mask, please wear your gloves, amen. Continue to keep your social distancing, amen. It's important. It's the only way that we're going to get through this virus, through this pandemic, amen. Also, for the Fuse Memorial Church, we will be having our church conference, amen, on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Tuesday at 8 o'clock, amen. All officers and lay, you are welcome to join us, but please be in attendance for our church conference. Amen.
Yeah.
With that being said, again, it is truly a blessing, amen, to be here, and I'm just so grateful. I am just so grateful to what God is doing. And amen, and I know you are too. Amen. This has been a hard week for me, amen. But my God is able. My
yes.
God is able. I just want to right now also do a short prayer for the city of River Rouge. You know that the devil is trying his best to devour the city, and River Rouge is where my church is located, amen. River Rouge, Michigan. And Father God, I ask that you would touch and bless, Father God, River Rouge.
Yes.
Father God,
yes.
you know that the enemy is trying to rob and steal and kill our children and destroy our homes and destroy family,
yes.
Father God. But I release,
yes.
Father God, the spirit of victory, Father, over all situations, over all circumstances, over all problems, Father, over all the situations that's going on within River Rouge, Father God. I ask
yes.
that you would bless the people, Father God. Bless the
yes.
police, Father God. Bless the children, Father God.
Yes.
Bless everybody,
yes.
Father God. Give them a spirit of renewing, Father. First, like I said last
yes.
week, Father,
yes.
it starts with the mind. The battlefield is in the mind, Father God. So, right now, Father God, I ask that you would bless all those, Father God, who live, Father, but bless everybody that lives in Michigan, Father. Bless this whole world
yeah.
as a whole, Father God.
Yeah.
But we just ask right now that you would come through River Rouge, Father, and that you would blow
yeah.
the breath of life, Father God, onto River Rouge right now, and let some people see
yeah.
and know that there needs to be a change, Father God, that trouble don't
yeah.
last always, Father God, and that the enemy has
yeah.
to move. If we command him to move by the name of Jesus, that he has to move, that he has to flee from
yeah.
us, Father God. So right now, we just thank you.
Yes.
We ask right
yes.
now, Father God, that you would bless, Father God. Touch right now. Anoint right now. Heal right now, Father.
Yes.
Anybody who lost their lives, Father God. Anybody who was hurt, Father God. Any issues, Father. Bless them right now.
Yes. Yes.
We just thank you, Father.
Bless them. Bless them.
We honor you and we love you, Father.
Yes.
Again, we say thank you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 And the wonderful, highly anointed Minister Rosman will pick up this prayer where I left off. Minister Rosman,
thank you, Lord.
Will you please bless us with the altar call?
Yes, Lord, as we come before you, before the altar, Lord, first I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Relitha, Lord. Down through the years, God has been good to her. A true servant, a true worshiper, a true believer, a true soldier in God's army on the battlefield for the Lord. She has been running for God for a long time, and she never got tired yet. But God said, come to me, my child, and I will give you rest from all your labor. I will free you from your pain and sickness. I will give you a peace that passes all understanding. I will give you a place that I have prepared for you so that you may rest, Relitha. Rest, Relitha. Rest. God has you now, our beautiful angel, our mother of Fuse, our matriarch of Fuse, Memorial CME. Rest on, my sister, with the Lord, and to God be the glory. Lord, we thank you and praise you for such a wonderful sister, Lord. Lord, we thank you and praise you for us being able to be bowed down before you at the altar, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us, Lord. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, Father. And for this we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're a good God. You're a merciful God. You're a great God, Father. And for this, we say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Fuse Memorial this morning, Lord. We thank you for letting us be able to bow down before you, Lord, and to pray one more time, Lord. Lord, give us an anointing this morning, Lord, from our minister Kyle, Lord. Bless him and keep him, Lord. Let him touch somebody so that they may cry, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Bless each and every one of us, Lord, who has come before you with bowed down heads, Lord. Lord, we're living in some terrible times, Father, but it's all right, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, because we know you are the author and finisher of it all. Father, we know you are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we know you're in control, Lord. You are our leader, Lord, and we lean and depend on you, Lord. Father, we stretch our hand to thee. Because no other hand we know, Father. We know it's all right, Lord, because we're in your hands, Father. We ask you to bless all the doors of the church that are open this morning, Father. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, because you are a mighty good God, Father. Father, we want to bless all the children, Lord, in River Rouge, Ecor, Southwest Detroit, Lord. Bless this world, Lord. Bless our leaders, Lord. Bless those, Lord, who cry out that they want to be saved, Lord. But, Father, you are the anointing one, Lord, and we lift our hands to thee, for no other hand we know, Father. Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, this morning, Father. Lord, you are the only one that we have to look up to, Father. Father, bless our sick and shut in, Father. Bless all those, Lord, who are at the sound of my voice, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Bless those who are sick with the virus, Lord. Father, for you can heal them, Lord. Lord, bless those who have gone on home with this virus, Father. Father, we know that you are in control, Lord. You can control this virus. Lord, all we have to do is learn to trust in you, Lord, and lean on you, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we give you all the praises and all the glory, Father. For you, and there's none like you, Lord, none like you, Father. Father, we thank you so much for all that you've done for Fuse Memorial, Lord. We thank you for our pastor, Lord. Lord, we know we're in some trying times, and we thank God for our pastor and his family, Lord. He's done so much, Lord, for us, and we thank you and praise him, Lord. Lord, bless him and give him the strength, Lord, and give him a peace that passes all understanding, Lord. Lord, pray for our shepherd, Lord, of our church, Lord. Pray for our sheep, too, Lord. Bless them and keep them. Help us to love one another and be there for each other, Lord. Lord, and help us to pray for each other, Father. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for all that you do. We thank you and give you all the glory for what you're about to do, Lord. In advance, Lord, we give him praise and thank you for you. You're such a merciful God. God, I thank you and praise you, Lord. But this day, Lord, a day we never seen before, Father, God, and we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, you're so merciful, Lord. Lord God, We just thank you and praise you, Father. This is my prayer this morning, Lord. Be with us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Teach us to love one another. Teach us to walk and talk right, Lord. Teach us to learn your word and learn more about you, Father, to be more like you, Lord. Help us to be more like you. Pray for all our elders, Lord. Pray for all our children, Lord. Pray for this world, Lord. Pray for us, Lord. Come down and help us, Lord. We need you so much, Lord. We need you right now, Father. Come down, Lord. Send it on down, Father. Send it on down.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. You're so merciful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. We need you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we need you right now, Father. We need you. Yes, we do, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We praise you, and we give you all the honor and the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. And thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Bless us, Lord.
Touch us. Anoint us, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's all right. Yes, it is. It's all right.
Yes. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm expecting some healing to take place right now. Amen. Some deliverance right now, some breakthroughs right now, amen. Some yokes are being broken right now, amen. Some strongholds are being tore down right now, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
And he all right? Yes, he is. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Exhorting McKinney, I know you have. I know you want to bless us. Amen. Amen. I know you're going to bless us. Amen.
Amen. Just playing right into that prayer. I need thee, Lord. I need thee right now. And I know ain't nobody else in this world, earth, can heal us but you, Lord. Because we need you, Lord. We need you. I need thee. Every hour,
yes,
most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine and peace afford. I need thee. Oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, 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 bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Be every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptation lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee. Oh, 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 I need thee. Yeah, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. I need thee. Do you need thee? Oh, 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 I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my faith. Hey, young, I come to thee. I need thee. Do you need thee? Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless. Come down right now, Lord, and bless. Do you bless? Oh, bless me now, my faith. Hey, yeah, I come to thee. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Kyle, amen. Bless us with the word, sir.
Bless. And the Spirit of the Lord is moving fervently. And I can tell, Mrs. Relita, my godmother, my adopted godmother, you really fought all the way in for the Lord. A true servant. This message is going to be hard. But I know that the Lord has something that he wants to say through me to be able to say to you. Just pray with me that we'll get through this. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, it's me. I'm here. Lord, I want you to increase in me as I decrease. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I behold and honor your name. I praise your name, and I love you. I love your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. My message this morning is going to come from the book of Psalms 22. It came from Psalms 22. And this, we're very familiar with David. We're very familiar with his story. As I was preparing this message and as this thing in our lives hit us like a freight train, I thought to God, what do you want me to say? I've never been in a position like this where I've never been in a situation where I had to speak to a congregation in spite of someone passing over and transitioning. And he said, oh, but you have. I remember the first time that you did, he told me. And he said that to say also that through this time and through this era of COVID that we say, there's power in lament. And therefore, the title of this message is called The Recovering Power of Lament. Amen. So, this week, we know it has truly had a heart-wrenching impact on all of our hearts collectively and individually. And especially through this time of a global pandemic that humanity hasn't faced in nearly a century, we really have found it extremely hard to grieve properly over the truest beloved member of our flock, someone who was sweet, selfless, loving, tough as nails, and someone who really, really, really just showed her truest expressions to the needle point of her genuine love for the Lord and did it on behalf of the Lord, Mrs. Relee Lamoak. It's still so fresh to me. I don't know, nor I can't speak for you how difficult I found it in my life to really shed a physical tear to the eye. To tell you the truth, whenever I bring my face over to bear witness of a beloved servant or a child of God laying rest in the casket, it's difficult. It's difficult, y'all. With their eyes closed, I thought, as a child, is this some form of sleeping? I couldn't seem to collect my thoughts around all of this as a child. I wondered when I was about 12 years old. God reminded me. I remembered that the first person in my family who I had a very close bond with, a very close relationship with, my father's brother. His name was Reginald, but to me, he was my Uncle Reggie. I remember him really quite dearly, to be honest with you. But he was struck and afflicted by a disease that I had no prior knowledge of. And when the day finally came, and I went with both of my parents to travel to Highland Park, when they were having the funeral service, I sat there, and I don't remember a whole lot of full details about the whole experience, to be honest with you, but I do remember that the first time that I publicly spoke in front of a crowd during a solemn and somber occasion with courage. And my mother was calling me to finally leave once everything was all said and done. And I just felt this heaviness in my chest. And I came to my mind, I really grappled at that time with the weird heaviness in my chest that I couldn't process in my young mind at one moment. Your soul can take residence in a physical temple, this physical temple, this body that we have of flesh and bone for a number of hundred years or so. And nearly the next moment, that exact same life force, that energy can be gone and transport forever into a totally different dimension, usually where heaven resides. And I was just perplexed, puzzled, scratching my head at the time. And all of this, I believe, it was some form of experiencing what biblical scholars and believers alike all call lament. It is voicing your concerns, your thoughts, your outcry, your pain that you're feeling, the distress that you're agonizing made to endure through. And even in Psalms 22, I'm looking back at it. You went through a lot of stuff, David. But when I look below at verse 22, it says, I will declare your name to my people in the assembly. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All your descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised nor scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. Amen. And I'm thinking it's the expressions and inflections in my voice. It really makes it feel excruciatingly personal to me whenever I read the words off this page in a manner that someone, when you go through some stuff in your life, that hits you to the bottom, to your core. Amen. Inside of this book, this Bible, these words have life. The power of life and death is under the tongue. And when you really find yourself in a need, in a rock, in between a rock and a hard place, amen. When you lament, amen, to God, can my voice blare out like an air horn, a siren, or in this case, since we're on biblical terms, a ram's horn, if you would prefer, a spiritual signal that just explodes so loud and punctures the cosmic sound barriers that you just simply cry out to Yahweh, the architect of the universe, God, come get me out of here, please. Help me. Help me. Because we know no other help to come from or to go to. No other name under heaven nor earth, under earth, where is going to be any of good to you where that, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm saying that to say, in this relationship that we have built with Christ, Christ feels our pain. He was bruised for our iniquities, wounded for our transgression. So in that same context, time when I was writing this message, I wanted to end up, to bring something to a lighter heart, because I really wanted to laugh throughout this. Because sometimes through pain, you have to remember the good times and you really have to learn how to laugh. And I was thinking of Mr. Brother Kevin Hart. And I thought about this one time when he was speaking about how he got caught lying within his marriage. And it also, it really got to me where he said that when you get into some stuff, you shouldn't have to ask for permission to be caught in a lie when you're with your best friend. And I'm paraphrasing. He said, my stuff is your stuff, and your stuff is my stuff. And with Christ, no matter how much we're praying and how things that get better, if you do not have God on your side, this is to the unbeliever, if you do not have God on your side, if you do not have Jesus on your side as your friend, as your bestie, as your little, well, day one, you, sir or madam, I can assure you that in your life, you are going to go through a great and tremendous deal of spiritual stuff. And if you haven't already experienced that horrendous atrocity of your stuff that has happened in your life as of yet, these elders of the church, they will tell you to keep on living. Keep on waking up in the morning. Keep on going out of the house without your mask. Keep on aging. Keep on progressing. Somewhere down the line, unsaved, sir or madam, you born to have the dire need and urge to call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Because frankly, that's the only name under heaven or below earth where yokes are broken, miracles can arise from, lives are transformed, things that were once dead, they get resurrected. Amen. I'm even reminded as when Jesus went into the tomb and he found Lazarus lying there, amen. I can assure you that when he went to go and the Holy Spirit and God spoke through him to rise, and he said, come forth. Just all the power that lied within him, that lies within him, it brought Lazarus to life, and it, that's your secret weapon. In this race that we have, that we're running, Jesus Christ is our secret weapon against the enemy. Because in our praise, that's where our power lies. Cry our tears, sincere tears. There's recovery because you acknowledge that you're powerless without him. And I just want to say that from this, can assure yourself that in that name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, eternity in peace is truly secured, locked, signed, sealed, delivered, guaranteed, no questions asked. And I conclude my message. Dear God, thank you for this message. Let someone be affected and someone touched by these words that I've said. Let someone feel the dire need to connect to you, dear God. Previously, let them not go through that experience, but let them be able to have the boldness, the strongness, the courage to just step out on faith, on the name of faith, and to be able to praise your name in spite of the chaos that is going on, in spite of what they may see, because we walk by faith and not by sight. God, you are our Redeemer. You are the one that puts things that were not in alignment and put them in things that were straight. You put them back together again. We just thank you for repairing us and allowing us be renewed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Kyle, for that message. Amen. And as we open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there somebody here who has found themselves on the outside looking in when you know that you ought to be on the inside looking out? If that's you, I offer Jesus to you right now. Take the hand of Jesus. And if that's you, let us pray this prayer together. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again on that third day for me. Forgive me and pardon me of all my sins. Strengthen me so that I may be a good Christian before you. Teach me, Father God, your ways, your will, and your mercy. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that was you and you pray that prayer sincerely within your heart, then salvation now belongs to you. That if you die at this very moment, that you would go unto heaven. That's good news. That's the good news of the gospel. Saved Amen. By Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I urge you to find a Bible-based church. Bless them with your appearance, being there. Bless them financially, physically, and spiritually. And watch what God will do
in your life.
Amen.
Bless them and be an asset to the church and watch what God will do.
Amen.
Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Ms. Gordon McKinney, amen. Can you please bless us with the doxology?
Okay. God comes, all life streams flow.
Excuse me.
Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
I would like to always take a time just to say thank you to Brother Hakim for all that he does for this network and producing this show on a weekly basis. Amen. We give God the praise for you and for this wonderful network and for Sister Michelle. And we just thank God for you. Bless you, brother.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And on behalf of all the ministers, we just say thank you for listening to this show. Amen. I pray that God will bless you and keep you. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who dies so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.